Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn, ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn, tell people to stay off the lawn, compare it to your neighbor's lawn, and complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance, which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Want to rise above what holds you back? These are the stories of those fighting that battle. It might also be the story of you. I'm Dan Waldschmidt, author of Edgy Conversations and strategist of billion-dollar companies all over the world. This is Mark Menard, author of The Story of You, the guy who knows a thing or two about never giving up. You're listening to Elevating Beyond. Let's get started.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Elevating Beyond with a two-word mission statement, change lives. And we're continuing on with the 12 days that I'm teaching you. I'm sharing this awesomeness here of truly how to grow your business into a seven-figure mission with raving fans, clients, and team members, employees that are helping build this massive mission for you. So I shared with you the last show, the last two, day one and day two, and these ones that I'm getting ready to share, day three and four, have had a massive response. The first one I'm talking about is partnerships, the good, the bad, and the ugly. I'm going to be sharing it all live, and then boom, I'm bringing in another one. Stop planning and start doing, which is day four. I'm screaming on this one. I get so passionate. So get ready. Here we go.
3 second countdown, 2, 1, and boom. Let's make sure it's popping on. And look, this is day 3 of 12. And what I'm talking about today is partnerships, the good, the bad, the ugly. And this is day 3 of 12. What I'm spending 12 days on is teaching you, this has been awesome, is how to turn your business, whether you're starting, whether you already have a company, how to develop it into a seven-figure business with raving fans and employees. So I'm spending 12 days talking about this. This is day 3. We're talking about partnerships. And as I dive deeper into partnerships, how you doing, Nelson, my man? And everyone else, pop your comments. I'll be replying. Also, if you catch the replay, as a lot of amazing people have been, comment. I'll be replying. Ask any questions, comments. I'll be answering them either here or on future shows. But this is a huge one. And what I want to talk about today in partnerships is three different things. Number one, if you're getting ready to start a company or branch off into another venture, I'm going to talk about some of the deciding factors on what make or break a good choice for choosing a partner, if that's the way you're thinking of going about it. Number two, if you're already in a partnership, you already have a company, you already have a business, you're already in a partnership and you're dealing with some struggles, you're dealing with some issues, how to make that successful. Then number three, I'm going to give my little analysis on, is it a good idea? Ultimately, what does Mark Menard think? I guess I'll be speaking in the third person. Are partnerships ultimately a good idea or not? So starting with number one, all right, you're thinking about starting a company or you already have one, but you're starting another venture and you're thinking about, should I go into this with a partner? And you've met someone that seems like-minded, they have some great strengths, you're both really passionate about it, and you're getting ready to do it. And I've been there before, but I just want to throw out a couple things. First of all, before you sign and officially like create a company, whether it's an LLC, an S-Corp, we can get into all that another time, but before you officially become partners with someone, and I give you some advice, I'm actually going to pull his book up right here. part of the Elevating Beyond in Business. We have an amazing community. And my man, Greg Walker, who's been a guest on Elevating Beyond several times, is part of our community. He's also the best-selling author here. He gives good advice on partnerships. We spoke together a lot. We become good friends. And Greg went from overcoming a lot of adversity. You'll have to read his book. It's incredible to hear his story behind the story. But the reason I'm sharing him today is he got to a point where he owned 242 restaurant franchises at one time. So someone in our group actually asked, he's having some struggles with his partner, and he chimed in like, what should I do? And we all gave some advice. And Greg gave some good advice as to how he got it to work with one of his franchises, a big taco franchise that he owned. And what made them successful when he had a partner is he said before they started, they made up a contract that focused on each of their strengths. So they each had it in writing, like where each of their strengths really were, basically what their job descriptions would be, what their expectations were for each other. He said also he made sure they had the same aligned mission, values, and principles. That's so important. And ultimately, and then ongoing communication, and ultimately they were able to make it work. But even Greg pointed it out, just like in marriage, any partnership, it takes a lot of work. And one of the keys is communication. So what I'm talking about there, what Greg was kind of bringing up, is if you're thinking about having a partner, some of the things to look into. And it also depends on the venture that you're doing. Like if you have a big company, think a lot harder about it. If you're starting something big, we'll get to that at number three. But if it's like a side venture, like publishing a book, you'll partner with publishers and stuff on projects. But that's not the same as having like a full-on 50% business partner or two other partners. It can get really complicated. And I can even give you an example in my own life. I have one, my company Dreamshine, and another one I have that I started with speaking and some other things I was doing. And I met someone that was really like-minded. Things were going well, and we wanted to take it to another level, even putting on speaking events. And what I realized is we started working together. We started investing more together, and we were getting closer to actually signing official lawyer papers and all that and creating an official partnership. And then we realized that we started having some tension, and it actually wasn't negative. Like, this is a great person, but what it caused us to do was sit down and have that courageous conversation. And we realized ultimately that our mission wasn't aligned. And that's not even a bad thing. This is a great person. But what we realized is what I wanted to accomplish with speaking and a lot of other things, with motivation, with business, with music, was different than what he wanted to do. He wanted to work more towards educating and eventually wanted to be mayor, which is amazing, and really had a huge focus for speaking to the Hispanic community and a lot of Spanish speaking, which is incredible. I love his mission, but what was happening was I was wanting him to do my mission and he was wanting me to do his mission, unintentionally even, and it was causing a disruption. And so thank God I had learned some of this the hard way before. So we sat down and had this courageous conversation before we officially became a partnership. And then we decided, you know what? I love you. You love me. But it's better that you do your own thing and I do my own thing. And of course, we'll help each other out, but we shouldn't officially be partners. Now, I've seen that happen. I've seen people avoid those courageous conversations and then get 5 years into a company. And when you have a company that then starts producing revenue, then you start having team members, then you're having these issues, you're gonna deal with conflict on a whole other level. To then find out that your missions aren't even ultimately aligned, you better find that out sooner than later. And I get it. I know that sometimes It can feel more comfortable. Like you can think, oh, but this person has all the connections. It's going to be so great if we're going to do it together. But let's be honest. A lot of times we choose to go in on a partnership because we think it's just going to be easier. It may be a great fit, but a lot of times we think this person is going to be able to help me with this much stuff. Maybe I'm afraid of doing it all on my own. I get it. But I can tell you it's way better to put in the harder work and do it on your own. You'll be so much more thankful in the long run. So, but if you do decide to go with a partner, I'm not saying never do, just take those things into account. Have those courageous conversations and make sure to take time to write out your actual job descriptions for each of you and then meet and touch base like monthly. Or weekly, whatever you set, but continue to go over those, continue to revise those, continue to communicate. And another thing that I'm going to tell you is when you're already in, now this is number two, if you're already in a partnership, and I can tell you with my company Dreamshine, going on 11 years now, I'm the sole owner of it now, but when I originally started it, my sister and I were both co-owners. We were 50-50 partners. Now, we made it work, and she left on great terms. I bought her out, and it worked out great. However, we did have some conflict along the way, especially as brother and sister. We had a lot to learn, and part of it was because we were brother and sister, we were used to arguing a lot, and not even actually like fighting. We would just argue out loud about things. And we realized then team members would start modeling our behavior. Imagine that. Actions speak louder than words. And we were wondering, what's going on? Why are they arguing? Why do they think that's okay? And we realized, oh crap. Well, we're both arguing with each other all the time in front of everyone. So we had to put the mission above us always. And so we said, you know what? If we have a disagreement or something, we're going to take it behind closed doors. We're not going to do it in front of other team members because you are going to have disagreements. But then another decision we made was no matter what, even if we don't agree on this 100%, we're both going to always leave the room unified on the same team with Dreamshine always as the number one priority for the mission. So even if I don't agree with 100% how you want to do that and you don't 100% how I do, we both decided that we're going to leave there respecting each other. That matters so much if you're already in a partnership. And this took having some courageous conversations. Then it took, like Greg said, we got to a point where we each created our own job descriptions. What I ended up being in charge of as the CEO, what her roles were, what she was in charge of. And these are based on your strengths. But also when you're starting out, I'm not gonna lie, you have to wear a lot of hats. So you can focus on your strengths, but you're also gonna have to do a lot of things that aren't necessarily your strengths. You have to do what you have to do, but work them out best on each one of your strengths. And then you have to continually refine it. Then another thing is, if you already have a partner, the thing about life is we all change, we grow, and we should always be becoming better versions of ourselves. What happens if one of you continues to grow and elevate in one area and the other doesn't? And for me, like, I started getting really involved in leadership, and my sister's amazing, she's a phenomenal person, but as I started hanging around more owners like Dave Ramsey and stuff and the Entree leadership team and really understanding serving leadership at a whole new level, I was pumped up. I wanted to take that back. I wanted to invest more in it. And my sister just, she wasn't bought into it yet because she didn't understand it. And this is something else that if you're already in a partnership, it's like, what do you do in these type of situations? Because you can't talk to your partner like they're your subordinate or they work for you because you're partners. And you can't be like, it's going to be this way. You have to deal with it. You have to explain to them why you think it's great. And then at times, you have to just start modeling it and doing it. And for me, that's what it took with leadership. Like I said, we're going to start having meetings at least once a month where we bring our whole team together. And the way we work with clients with special needs. It's really hard when our team members are doing direct care to get everyone together at the same time. And I said, that is going to include us as the owners. And my sister's like, I don't think we should meet everyone every month. I don't think that's necessary. So rather than saying, well, you have to go, I remember I started going and she started seeing how it was impacting the culture and how the team started elevating. And then she realized she wanted to be a part of it. So then she started coming as a result of it. We started elevating, the leadership started elevating. But if I would have told her, you have to do this because this is what I learned we should do, and I want you to do it my way now because I've changed, I've developed, and you're not at this level that I'm at, obviously I would get pushback and resistance. So it takes time, just like a marriage. It's a partnership. It's a commitment. It takes communication. It takes modeling the behavior. It takes putting in actions over time. But these are things that make it work. And you have to have those courageous conversations. Never be passive aggressive. That goes for leadership. That goes for communicating in partnerships. It never works. Never do that. These are ways that you can actually, this is huge what I'm sharing with you, that will make it successful. Now, if you're wondering what happened with your sister, why do you have full ownership now? She actually then, and this is a whole, this will be a topic for another time. We don't just have one purpose in life. We have different seasons of purposes, different levels, different callings at different times in our life. And starting Dreamshine with me was great for that season of her life, but ultimately that was always my foundational dream. And then her dream, her bigger dream was to help children and in Ethiopia and run an orphanage there and also help people with special needs in Ethiopia and make an impact there. She started adopting children there, and then she had a calling to start running an orphanage there. She sat down with me, we talked it out, we worked it out over like a year-long process, we worked out a buyout, that was like 6 years ago, and I took full ownership, we departed on amazing terms, she's changing lives at an incredible new level, and that's something else in life. Sometimes in those courageous conversations with your partner, you might realize that they're ready to do a new purpose. So maybe, and they're starting to get passive aggressive and stuff, but deep down, they're feeling trapped. So maybe it's time to think, well, maybe we should start working out a buyout. And for her, I was like, I don't want you to leave. I love you, but also I don't want to get in the way of anyone of the dream that God puts in their heart. So we worked it out. 6 years later, I always say God is orchestrating. She's at an entire new level. Dreamshine's at an entire new level. That's what eventually led to me starting my podcast, speaking, and actually while I'm talking to you, doing my book, why I'm here right now. So having those courageous conversations is key when you're in a partnership. So number three, the third person, I'm going to say, what's Mark Menard's takeaway on partnerships? Look, I'm going to be honest with you. Ultimately, with a foundational company, like with your main baby, I would say 90% of the time not to do it. Now, I'm not saying never to do it, because remember, I started mine off with a partnership, but I'm going to tell you from people I know, from experience, unfortunately, I've seen it not work out about 90% of the time. And about 10% of the time I've seen it work with doing like a lot of those things that I'm talking about is how. And I've done some little side projects that I've even got into that ended up not working out, and I saw the other end of that. Now, if it is something smaller, like there's projects you can choose to do with partners at times. Like I said, I worked with a great publisher for some of my books. I partnered with them on that, and we did the project of my book together. But it wasn't the same as working with a full-blown partner of starting a company like from the ground up that's your baby. That's a whole other level. So if you're not already in a partnership and you're thinking about starting it, I really want you to think about this. I know it's scary. Like, I know it can seem like, I don't know if I can do it on my own, but I'm telling you, yes, you can. And when you do it, and when you get to that level where you've created success, you'll look back and you'll thank God that you ended up doing it on your own. That's my advice. That's my big takeaway right there on partnerships.
And boom. There it is. Look at it. You're loving this, right? Like, I'm enjoying sharing this. You could feel the fire in that. And everyone listening to this, check out the links in the show notes. You can join us on Facebook in our community. You can start posting comments and learn more about this, what we're doing. This is real talk here. You heard me yelling out the heat, the fire, the passion. Yep, it's all about the partners, how to make it work. Or you heard my final analysis on it. That bigger challenge is take that, make it harder at first. But when you're starting your foundational company, a lot of the times it's better. It's scarier, I know, at first, to do it without a partner. But there are ways to do it with a partner. We talked about it. And then stop planning, start doing, stop allowing other people's validation. Stop awaiting for that for you to continue to take massive action for the incredible dream that God put in your heart. And never settle. Never give up and keep elevating beyond.
After a long day of being pulled in every direction, the last thing anyone wants to think about is, what's for dinner? That's where Schwan's can help, with a variety of real food choices, frozen to lock in freshness, from ready-made meals, premium meats and side dishes, to vegetables, ice cream, and more. Schwan's foods go from freezer to table in minutes, not hours, so you can pull off a delicious meal in no time at all. Ordered, delivered, done. That's homemade easy. To help simplify mealtime, visit schwans.com.
From a bird-watching nurse to a line-dancing firefighter, nobody's just one thing. That's why Polar Pop and Froster aren't either. Choose from all kinds of flavors and make your mix. Polar Pop and Froster, just 79 cents each at Circle K. Limited time only at participating locations.